Welcome to the Kindling's Muse podcast.
Hi, this is Dick Staub with another in our Journeys series, conversations with thoughtful creatives and cultural influencers on their life, work, and personal journey. Today, we continue our conversation with Bruce Feiler about walking the Bible. His book is Walking the Bible, A Journey by Land Through the Five Books of Moses. A really, really entertaining read, and yet very thought-provoking, sobering at the same time, rooted as it is in history and in a place. Well, I mean, when you go to Jerusalem and you see that three great world religions all find their center in this place called Jerusalem, and you see the energy in that alone, it's an amazing experience. This from a guy that was skeptical and said, nothing's going to make me feel different about being in a place. Well, among the things that you talk about as you begin to get through this journey and you come to the end, and you've set out saying this journey is not about me, it's not about my own lessons, it's about the place, and it's about kind of re-understanding this book and what the book's place in contemporary society is. You do, towards the end of the book, talk about some of how this journey changed you. And you get in this really interesting thing about doubt as a prerequisite for faith. And you get in this thing about feeling and imagination. And I think it was St. Augustine, recovering, not discovering. But what were some of the things that as you got farther and farther into this trip, you realized, whoa, this is about me, setting aside the cat and the fire extinguisher. There's something happening in me that's different.
I remember at the beginning of this journey, I met Avner to go on this journey. And there I was in my brand new Banana Republic pants and my new boots and enough sunblock.
You got the right outfit.
Yeah, exactly. For 40 years in the desert, you know. Look, my sunscreen. Anyway, and there he was in his Bedouin trousers and his sandals, and I realized all of my learning was in my head. It was that book learning.
Yeah.
And all of his learning was in his feet. And if I had to put into one sentence what happened to me, it would be that my learning went from my head to my feet, that by walking in these places and being in the land, I developed a very physical, tangible connection to the places. There's something about being in the desert, like being in an extreme place, opens you up to extreme emotions.
But could it have been any desert, or was it the fact that it was a desert that had been traveled by people of this book, and the story of this book made that particular connection?
I think it can be many places, but I do think that the desert and this desert in particular are really important. I mean, what Judaism and Christianity and Islam and even Buddhism to a degree have in common, the story about a man who leaves the civilized world, goes into the desert, has a transforming experience, and comes back and relates to the people in the civilized world. What happens in the desert is you turn to the group around you. You can't survive by yourself in the desert because you become very unsure. So you turn to the group, and then maybe you turn to someone or something higher. As Avner, my archaeologist, likes to say, you can't spend even 3 days in the desert and not believe in God because you realize how small you are and how dependent you are. Think about our life here. Every day. Independence. There ain't no independence in the desert. There's only dependence. And I think that that is the point. And you mentioned about the end, and I think that this business about doubt, the destination that the Israelites are doing for their 40 years in the desert is the Promised Land. The Promised Land is Israel. Israel means, literally, the place where one struggles with God. It's not the place where one has certitude. It's not the place where one has all the answers. It's the place where one struggles. When I published this book almost exactly a year ago, I started this website, BruceFeiler.com or WalkingTheBible.com. I did it, frankly, on a whim. Oh, authors should have websites. It has changed my life as tens of thousands of people have gone and written me, and I've answered every email. And the number one thing that people have written me is, thank you for talking openly about your struggle. Most of the people who speak about religion today do so from a position of certitude, or they adopt a position of certitude. Most of us out there, we have struggle. We have doubt. And I think the point of the text is, that's okay. Not only is that okay, that's the destination. That's the objective.
Well, and that is the nature of all of those stories. I mean, you make specific reference to Jacob near the end and about the whole idea of walking with, you get to know God by walking with him. And Jacob's often referred to as, you know, kind of one of the characters that is most on everything about him is all of the human dilemma. I mean, and a lot of these characters in the Bible are people that are doubtful, and they're striving and they're contending, and they don't want to have to deal with God, and God's going to deal with them.
And that, look at that Jacob moment. He wrestles with this mysterious visitor whom he doesn't even know what that visitor or who that visitor or is. And they wrestle and they wrestle and they wrestle, and then the visitor, as because we know it's God, as the readers, leaves a mark. And where? not on his eyes, not on his nose, not on his tongue, not on his fingers, because you know God not by seeing or smelling or tasting or feeling, on his leg. As if to say, the best way to know God is by walking with God. Mm. And I think that that is a powerful thing. And what I'm essentially doing with Walking the Bible is offering an invitation. If you, whether you read the Bible every day or haven't read it in 20 years, as I haven't, come spend a year in the desert with me, and you'll be changed too. The landscape is that powerful.
You have this phrase, the triad, at the heart of the Bible.
Yeah.
The people, the land,
yes,
and God.
Yes.
Describe what you mean by that triad.
Well, I was on top of Mount Sinai. I mean, there are 22 candidates for which mountain is Mount Sinai.
Yeah, exactly.
Egypt, Ethiopia, Negev.
And every one of them has a tour guide.
Everyone, exactly. I mean, I was
and lots
way,
of postcards
the
fast, and brochures.
The fastest way to get a PhD in archaeology is to find you another mountain. Anyway, and at the beginning of this journey, I was consumed with proof, the actual rock or the actual mountain. By the end of this trip, I wasn't interested in proof. I was interested in meaning. That at the climactic moment of the five books, when God chooses to give his laws, that that's the moment he comes down to the land itself to cement that holy relationship among God, the people, and the land. And I think that is the point. You take away the land, you misunderstand a lot of what the story is about. And I think that that's the great gift of Walking the Bible. Was it's different from reading it in a Bible study group, and I know a lot of Bible study groups are doing this book, or church, or synagogue, or at home. Reading it in the places, definitely you retouch the ground, and you realize the fears and the anxieties and the excitement that they had, because they were actually living it. They weren't just reading it.
But you know, it also... one of the sad things about the context in which your book is now placed is the conflict that's going on in the Middle East.
Right.
And you understand why land means something.
Exactly.
It's not just territories. It's about long-held beliefs and promises and fulfillment of promises and everything else.
Yeah. And I think there is that feeling, as you said earlier about Augustine, it wasn't the feeling that I was discovering something. It was the feeling that I was recovering something, that I already knew, because I think all of us carry these places around within us. We're just not necessarily aware of it all.
So you come back from your trip. You've told all your friends, it's not about my spiritual journey. I'm going to go overlook some rocks and come back. I'm going to skip the postcards. I'm going to come out. I've got the t-shirt.
Yeah.
And now you come back and write this book in which you start revealing, you know, kind of your own journey.
Right.
What's the reaction of those who knew you before? Obviously, the 10,000 people on the website have been influenced by the book and by, you know. But these people that were the people that knew you before, how do they react? What's happened to Bruce? Has he lost it? Is he?
No, I think that they see me as sort of having grown up in a way and having tapped into an emotional part of myself. And we all know people who have. I mean, I haven't lost my humor. I'm still a clown, but I'm just happened to be a clown who's happened to walk the Bible.
Wait till you pull this whole thing together and you do Japanese tour groups to Israel in a clown suit. It's going to be amazing.
I think that is the point. The point is it can speak to me in my language. If my language is humor and spirituality and science, it can speak to me. If yours is something different, it can speak to you. And that is the power of the Bible, its ability to be perpetually now.
So what do you work on now?
What I'm actually working on is I had spent 6 months working on the continuation. I was going to walk the rest of the Hebrew Bible in the New Testament. I put that on hold after September 11th. The question, why do they hate us? Can their religions get along? I'm working on now a book about Abraham, the first ever interfaith biography of Abraham.
Wow.
Which we're going to publish on September 17th of this year, and in a way to try to start a dialogue of reconciliation.
Excellent.
Among the religions.
Most excellent. Well, I think you're doing some great work, and what I like is that it's well written, it's personal, it's humorous, it's engaging, but it also has just got a lot of important issues that we need to be dealing with and understanding. Thank you so much for being with us. This concludes our conversation with Bruce Feiler about Walking the Bible. Thank you for listening to Journeys on the Kindling's Muse. Thank you for listening to the Kindling's Muse. If this program sparks something in you, I invite you to participate at www.thekindlings.com. That's KINDLINGS. Share this program, tell a friend, or just leave a comment at www.thekindlings.com.